Einstein was not just a great scientist, but he was a great humanitarian and a great public figure and a great performer. And he enjoyed being famous, and he always played up to the crowds. And that's why he had such a great influence. He didn't live in an ivory tower, although he pretended that he did. But actually, he came out into the world and had a big effect.
There's a statement he made before a disarmament conference in 1932. He talked about how technology had not been used to make life happy and carefree as it might have been used. He said, as it is, these hard-won achievements, and he means technological advances, in the hands of our generation are like a razor in the hands of a child of three.
Yes, well, of course, it was 1932, mm-hmm. which was a time when, I mean, I was 8 years old, but I mean, I do remember it, that it was a black time. Everybody was expecting terrible things to happen, and rightly. I mean, we saw things were going bad. It was a tremendous economic depression with millions of people unemployed in all countries. The whole economic system was in a mess. It was a time of tremendous pollution. I mean, England was much dirtier then than it is now. And above all, we saw Hitler rising in Germany,
yes.
and the prospect of another world war, which we thought would be worse than the war we'd just survived. And, of course, science was blamed for that. World War I was, of course, a total disaster for Europe, and it was essentially a war fought by chemists. So the image in the public mind of a scientist was somebody inventing horrible poisons to kill people. Hmm. And that's certainly what Einstein had in mind. He'd lived through World War I, just as most of his listeners had.
I want to ask you about something I've seen that C.P. Snow wrote in 1972, that if Einstein had not created the theory of relativity when he did, no one else would have done so, perhaps not for generations. Is that true? And why would that be true?
Well, again, I mean, life is always more complicated. And there were two steps in Einstein's work on relativity, what we call the special theory, which was 1905, mm-hmm. which was Einstein's wonder year when he did so much in 1 year. Then 10 years later, in 1915, he discovered general relativity. If Einstein had not invented special relativity, it would have happened within 5 years. I mean, there were other people who were very, very close. On the other hand, what Snow was talking about was the general theory, and that was really Einstein's great work of art, which might never have happened without him. It was a great work of art as well as being science, so that it's quite possible it would never have happened in that way if Einstein hadn't found it.
How would you describe what it was that was so special about Einstein that made that great work of art possible? I mean, what did he bring that still is quite unique as you're describing it to me?
Well, I don't know how to describe it except to say that's genius. I mean, an ordinary person who is also a great scientist, he's much cleverer than we are, but still does things in roughly the same way. A genius does things totally differently, and that's what was characteristic of Einstein. He just was profoundly original. It's just like asking what was special about Mozart. I mean,
okay.
you can't describe it. All you can do is just listen.